We not gonna do yay?
Brett, 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 Brett. What's up, Bumba Klotz? You are listening to the most Jamaican, the most Haitian, the most Caribbean, St. Thomas style podcast. For Christmas spectacular.
Hear me now, hear me now. If you are a West Indian and you are listening right now,
you better be daggering out there.
I want you to slam your penis into someone's butt. Rap, 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 rap.
Rasta, star me up them dreads, Rasta man. And I am tapped out as far as Rasta.
That's all I got.
I think my total cultural input as far as Rasta shit goes. The little bit of Bob Marley I've listened to in my life, and then the friend from Grand Theft Auto 4. That guy,
yeah, he was tight.
Yeah, which is so, you know what's so funny about Grand Theft Auto 4? It's like what a forward thinking progressive friendship they created between that like Balkan, you know, Chernobyl victim, Eastern European guy who survived the genocide. And then, you know, this West Indian.
Yeah, this Badman thing.
Right, yeah. Oh, yeah. And they, you know, despite their differences, come together to, you know, walk around punching people in the face. Yeah, with zero consequences.
Commit a crime.
Despite the massive differences that are between the two of them, they found a massive friendship.
Massive. Up them dreads, Master Selecta.
Master Selecta.
That's like the best compliment that they give you in Rasta culture is Selecta, which just means you're like good at picking out songs. Yeah. You're like a guy that knows how to keep himself busy at a party, and that's the biggest compliment they have.
The biggest compliment is just what Pandora does. They're just an good algorithm.
Yeah.
Okay. They also really like gay people.
They're big fans of gay people in Jamaica. They love them.
I'm trying to find the damn timer on my phone here.
I got a timer for
you. Ooh, lively up that timer.
Yeah. So we were, this is actually, I don't know what this is going to be. We recorded one earlier today.
It was lackluster.
It was lackluster is the perfect word for that. Because, you know, I've been at work 2 days. I had to spend the entire night last night in a van, you know.
I didn't realize you were at the van overnight.
Yeah, I was in the van overnight. I tethered my phone to the MacBook. That's a new feature on these Apple products.
Very nice.
Instant hotspot, they call it. You don't have to configure anything. You just find your phone in the Wi-Fi, you connect to it,
and just then drain all your data.
Bing, bang, boom. You know, a month later, you get an extra $40 on your bill because Verizon, you know, they don't let you know that that's, they charge you for that. So that's just a fun new Apple product feature.
How much data did you use fucking just go
on? Oh, nothing. I mean, I use it so it's easier to text people because, you know, I use messages on the laptop.
I've been fucking tearing through data. Just
yeah, I'm at 90% with like 7 days to go.
What do you guys do? I deleted. I don't have Twitter or Facebook on my phone. And
listening to podcasts, it drains your shit.
You just got to download that shit before you fucking go out.
Yeah.
I have a 17-hour jazz playlist on my phone. And that is my shit, dude.
Are you fucking serious? That's what you listen to?
I don't know. I was just looking for a long playlist. I didn't really care what kind of music it was. I just wanted to download something.
You didn't care what music it was?
This is how autistic I am. I was annoyed that I wasn't using all the space on my phone. Because I use the cloud for everything. I pay for like the iCloud extra storage.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So 99 cents a month.
Between my data. So it's like, well, what the fuck? I have a 64-gigabyte phone. I need to put something on here.
So just 17 jazz, hours, dude, of Dave Brubeck?
Yeah, the Brubeck's on there.
They're good.
Yeah.
That. Let's see, how many jazz guys can I name? Those two. Louis Armstrong.
Yep, Louis Armstrong.
Louis Armstrong.
Louis J. Armstrong.
Louis J. Armstrong.
Neil Armstrong just died, actually, yesterday. Neil John Glenn Armstrong.
Yeah.
Was John Glenn the guy that punched the dude in the face?
Yeah.
Aldrin.
Oh, it was Buzz?
Buzz Aldrin did. Yeah. What the fuck did John Glenn do? He went like back into space as an old piece of shit, man.
Yeah, I think so.
Because I remember being in elementary school and they're like, wow, look at what this old man is doing.
Yeah. And that's when I stopped thinking being an astronaut was cool, honestly. I was like, oh, yeah, a fucking old asshole can do it.
I remember going outside to like see it, but there was no way to see it.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
I remember it being a big deal, though, for some reason. What? So, what was he in the moon
What the fuck? No, did John Glenn
do initially? He was the first man to orbit. But fucking, so this is a hormones Wilkerson story. Norman told me this story, but we were talking about pathological liars one time. And he was like, I worked at Domino's with this guy that would just lie constantly. And he worked with this manager at Domino's that would like lie. And one of his lies was that he went to space camp. And he was like, yeah, actually on the last day of camp, we actually got to go into space.
What?
Which I just love. The fucking, like, what's so funny about pathological liars is you can see how little they respect you when they're talking to you.
Right.
You know?
It's just almost go like, into space. 20 people all time have gone into space let you go.
Yeah. No, yeah, just fucking making that shit up.
I did want to go to space camp, though. I wanted to be a
fucking... Well, I did, too, when I was four, because I thought you actually went to space. I thought it was camp in space. I thought that's what it meant. That's a 19-year-old man that thinks everybody else is still working with those assumptions.
Dude, I just wanted to go on that fucking machine, that zero-gravity room in every movie.
Oh, yeah, you would want that.
That shit seems cool.
You fucking victim of gravity.
I have been battling gravity my whole life.
Dude, you'd get so much pussy in zero-gravity.
Hell yeah, I would, dude. Although it would take away all the torque I have when I fuck.
Oh, is that how it works?
Yeah,
you're like a big flywheel.
I really ram it in there.
Yeah.
I don't know what torque is at all.
Torque is rotational force.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have a lot of that.
Yeah.
My balls.
I'm
going to
get some physics nerd that's going to be mad about that.
Fuck him.
Oh, actually.
That's not what torque is.
Why do they say with cars then?
It's the amount of rotational pistons. Force that the it's like pounds per footage that the crankshaft can put on.
Oh. You got a carburetor.
My crankshaft can pound plenty of footage per pussy.
Yeah, torque is measured like imagine you have like a you know like a crescent wrench and a nut then like it's a foot long. And the amount of like downward force on the end of the crescent wrench, that's like the torque measurement. So like 100 pounds per foot is the amount of directional force you have.
Boom.
I don't know what that is. I don't know what
click boom is about.
I think density is when you put something in a thing of water.
Yeah, density is like, density is like a measure of mass, I guess.
Yeah, I like a nice pair of dense old titties.
It's mass. No, wait. No, it's volume. Density is...
mass and volume.
Yeah, together. I guess. I don't know.
But don't you measure that shit by putting it in a fucking...
No, it's mass and weight.
You put that shit in a little bowl of water, though, right?
I don't know how dense
something is?
Click, this is exactly click, why boom. The last episode was sucked in. We were having a great time riffing, you know,
and then the fucking record button goes, and then...
Well, weren't you going to get that fucking yak?
Yeah, we're going to do coke.
Guys, I don't want to do that.
Let's do it.
For the listeners.
Dude, it's the holidays for the listeners.
Can we talk about Christmas stories?
Didn't I pay money for that, too?
No, you never did.
I just was checking.
It would be funny to do coke right now on the podcast.
Yeah, you're upset because the last time, the last time it wasn't good, but I'm promising you this time it'll be good. And it's going to be so funny when people see the new uploaded episode is called Cocaine Cowboys 2.
Yeah. Can we just talk about Christmas stories?
We will on some snow after we hit the slopes.
I think this is my roommate's.
Huh?
You offered it.
I didn't offer it.
Yeah, I mean a couple weeks ago.
My sister listens to this show.
Okay, Adam's not going to do coke.
Not the premium episodes.
She does. She's a premium subscriber.
What a gal.
She's a preemie.
Shouts out.
Man, this coffee tastes like shit.
Yeah,
thank you for making it.
But...
why does it taste like shit?
It's kind of watered down.
It's got like a gas station-y taste to it.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean? These are expensive.
Smells good.
This tastes like it was made by someone that's making $8 an hour at 52 years old. And they fucking just wish they were dead. The owner of the Valero threatened to...
Excuse me. Excuse me. It don't come like that. Y'all can't have that much coffee.
Well, if the coffee tastes bad, maybe you shouldn't drink it. Ever think about that?
Why'd you sit down? Why didn't you get... Come on, dude. It'll be funny.
Come on, dude. Yeah, now we're fucking up the energy of the show.
Dude.
You gotta go do this. We already agreed.
Yeah. There he is.
So, Stavros, have you gotten a tree for your apartment?
I did get a tree.
When is Greek Christmas?
Greek Christmas is the day after Christmas.
Yeah.
It's when everything goes on sale.
Greek Christmas is exactly the same as, I don't know why the fuck we have a different Easter, but not a different Christmas.
What Bible do the Greeks use?
There's just one. I don't fucking know. Like,
the New American Bible?
I think just the regular ass Bible. What's Orthodox? I don't know.
What's the regular Bible?
I don't know, dude. I've never thought about the different kinds. Do Catholics have a different Bible?
Yeah, Catholics use the New American Bible. I think Protestants use King James.
Hmm.
Right? That's how it goes. Adam would know this.
What's that?
The Catholics use the New American Bible. Protestants use the King James or the NKV.
Yeah.
Dude, I've never read a Bible in my fucking life.
Yeah.
They've been around my house.
You haven't? I've read the Bible, the Quran.
Are you a biblical scholar?
Yeah.
I thought you just know it.
Yeah, I got real into theology. I got real heavy into it.
Really?
I got into Airheads. I was sucking on Airheads for like 2 months. And I would just read the fucking Bible every day. And I'd be like, yeah.
Didn't you used to go meditate with a fucking Buddhist monk?
Yeah, an old Korean monk. I was lying about the Bible thing. I've never read the Bible either. But no, I did. Yeah, I went to a Zendo for a while.
When you were like 18 or something?
19, yeah.
Here in Austin?
In Maryland. It was in a German town.
Oh, I mean, I guess.
Woods. Yeah, this Korean guy had all this farmland that he bought. It was all this wooded like farmland that he bought. He like hand built a big zendo, and you could just go and sit for like 2 hours on Saturday.
Really?
Yeah.
Just you and him, or was there a whole squad?
Oh no, there was maybe 10 other people that were regulars that would go there all the time.
Hell yeah!
But it was like sort of an open door thing. Zen's a lot different than you know, like Tibetan Buddhism, where it's like, you know, and we're going, you know, there's not as much of a sense of community or whatever.
Right.
It's not more about like, you know, treating people fairly so much as it is dealing with your own, I guess, what would be in a Western philosophy equivalent of like existential anxiety or angst.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That sounds tight.
You just sit there and think about like, you know, trying to do the best job possible of sitting there. And after 2 hours, you walk away like understanding that you do have like some kind of control over what your thoughts and emotions do.
Damn. I could use some of that shit, dude. I've been stressed out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, keep going with that blender. You got to keep blending shit. Oh my God, dude. What the fuck happened? We were doing great.
I think we're waiting on this Coke.
Oh yeah, anything. That's what it is.
I kind
of Adam's using a two of clubs to line this up. I don't know why he didn't use the ace of spades. I have to do everything cool style.
The ace of spades. R.I.P. Lemmy.
My favorite part of that song is. Hold on, we got a problem we have to deal with. We'll be back in like a second. All right, we're back.
Can I share that Michael Jackson story?
Yeah,
that
you
I heard?
Can share whatever story you want. Sorry about that. Adam's roommate came in, and I had to explain to her that Stavros ate all the chocolate.
That's such bullshit. Nick ate the fucking chocolate. I didn't eat shit. Adam, why are you framing me, bitch? Now. Why are you framing me?
I don't know. It just seemed like what we were all doing.
No, that's what Nick's doing. I did not eat the fucking chocolate. No one will ever believe me, dude. That's the problem with being a fat person. If you ever fucking steal, if food is missing or someone farts, for some reason, they think fat people fart more.
You literally try to do a bit every show where you fart on the fucking microphone.
On the mic.
And it doesn't pick
disgusting.
Up.
It's disgusting.
It doesn't pick
up. It definitely
picks
up,
obnoxious.
Bitch.
No one thinks it's funny but you.
I don't know. I think there's a lot of if you're a fart fans, come at at everybody. Let
I just want to also thank like all the.
Is Tampa warm this time of year?
I think it is.
I was thinking about once we get the Patreon up to about $1 million.
Let's move to Tampa.
No, we're gonna have the Come Boys Florida getaway, where every winter we just move to Florida for fucking
old Jews.
Yeah, dude, Tampa's awesome. I feel like we could fuck in Tampa too. I went there.
Like
I was there.
Strippers?
Did I tell? I told the story
Bailey
about making out an old lady. Yeah, Bailey J's there, the hottest trans woman on earth. Great on Snapchat.
She's got a good Snapchat.
Good Snapchat. Shouts out to Matt, her husband, great photographer.
Can I tell you guys a story I heard about Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So Michael Jackson has like completely lost his mind. He's a drug addict. He's on fentanyl.
I don't know.
It's end of his. You know,
he's about to die.
His life, not about to die, but in that period, So apparently he stopped at a certain point, feeling it necessary to go to the bathroom, to use the bathroom.
Nuh-uh.
So apparently when he needed to go to the restroom, he would pull his pants and underpants down
and just shit on the floor
and just take a poop on the floor.
What? Yeah, we know this already. This isn't a story then, you heard. Yeah. Everybody knows this. People
wait,
knew
is this.
This
true?
Yeah, it came out during the trial of the doctor that gave him the pills.
Conrad Murray?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so it is true. Well, I heard that.
That's your story that you
people
heard.
Are saying it. People are saying it. I don't know if it's true. People are saying
you
it.
You know story I liked is the story that during Terrence Howard's like divorce, he like didn't want people to know that he had a small dick.
We've talked about this.
I know, yeah, but like during the divorce, he like didn't want anybody to find out he had a small dick. He was like, she's going to blackmail me and say I have a small dick or whatever. But then he did a nude scene in a movie where you can see
his little ass dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I thought his life was better than mine, and I saw that, and it made me feel good. I feel like all celebrities should get dick and smallening surgery.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's the word, dude.
It,
okay? Dude. Which one of us has a fucking English
that's
degree?
That's the word.
Is it you, or is it me?
No, actually, I have a degree in Middle Eastern Studies International Politics.
Yeah, what'd you learn how to do there? Wipe your ass with your hand?
Apparently, that's what
wait,
I have
hold
a bachelor's.
Let me get my burn in about
yeah.
You go to the bathroom on your hand. That's how you know the Michael Jackson stories, because you went to school to learn how to do that.
I learned that in school. I learned that in a...
I got my degree in fucking not wiping properly.
In a class about Khomeini and
the Ayatollah?
Yeah.
What's Ayatollah mean anyway?
Political Islam.
You know what and I know I brought up the jewel feather turban before, but you know what needs to come back? Grand Poobah.
Yeah, well,
if every Muslim was the Grand Poobah,
is that a Muslim thing?
Yeah,
I thought that was like a hip hop thing.
No. If every Muslim was the Grand Poobah of like, you know, the fucking Tompkins Street Deli.
Yeah.
They all get a bodega that they're the Grand Poobah of, and they wear the jewel feather turban. I don't understand how Islamophobia could still be a problem.
Grand Poobah's so good.
Because you know what? The only reason Trump won is because his hat was great.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no better hat than the jewel feather turban.
Yeah.
That's you want to fucking make America great again? You put a fucking jewel and a feather on.
You're saying if Hillary started wearing that, she would have won.
No, then it would suck.
Yeah.
As soon as Hillary does anything, it's like, yeah, this isn't really, this kind of sucks now. We used to like it, but now we don't anymore. You know what Hillary's like? You know that Dr. Seuss book where people have like the stars on their chest?
Yeah.
And those are all the special people, and then the regular people get the stars. Hillary's the people that don't have whatever the fucking...
Right.
And that's the moral of that story, that isn't about class, actually. The moral of that story is that some people are just cool, and other people suck dick.
Yeah.
No matter what they do, they're always going to suck.
Yeah.
So we can thank Dr. Seuss for that lesson.
Yeah. Wait, was he American, Dr. Seuss, or British? What was his deal? He wasn't a doctor.
He like cheated on his wife and shit.
I feel like you're asking us, but you know the answer.
I don't know.
This is the kind of shit I would say, and then you'd be like, actually, yeah, he went to Brown, and he graduated in like 1945. And it's actually very interesting because there was a book that was written about
you're gay.
And I'm gay.
I think
boom,
dude,
oh,
God, his ass. I think it'd be funny if someone
burned.
If you see someone with a shirt that says Brown on it, or like a hat or something, you just go up to them and be like, yo, you work for UPS, dog? Right?
Yeah, that's funny. What can Brown do for you?
Yeah, what can Brown do?
That's Kennedy said that, right?
That's not what Brown can.
You can do not what you can do for brown people.
What brown people can do for you. What brown?
We're gonna go to the moon and start slavery up there.
So
we're gonna bring slavery back on the moon.
He was this,
and I promise you, I will never get shot in the head ever. I dare someone to try to do it.
To God,
the last thing I'll do is get shot in the head. Just try it, you fucking idiots. Try to shoot me in my fucking head.
I swear to God, I'm never gonna die. I'm never gonna go to Dallas, Texas.
I think it'd be so funny to open a movie and it's just like a sweeping shot of downtown Manhattan, mm-hmm. and then just like on the bottom of the screen in like computer font that makes it like, you know, it just says Southie, comma Brooklyn. Southie Boston, comma Brooklyn. And that was how mad people were.
JFK was a speed junkie, right?
Yeah, speaking of.
Everyone did amphetamines back in the day.
They just came out this book that Hitler was put the entire Nazi war machine on speed.
Yeah, well, that's where it half should. The drugs came from, is they would chain soldiers to cinder blocks and then inject them with ketamine and shit and make them run in circles.
I don't think ketamine's the right drug for that. Ketamine
PCP?
Is like...
No, the PCP, they're trying to create super soldiers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's so weird that drugs have like different classification. Like there's maybe five types of drugs and they all essentially do the same thing.
Right.
You know? It's weird that there's not drugs out there that don't, like, you know, there's one of them that just turns everyone into Garfield the cat. Like, imagine, that's the future of designer drugs, is like VR drugs, where you could take a drug and then everyone is a fucking naked lady that you can have sex with.
Oh, nice. And then it's not gay. You see, I'm fucking Adam, but it's like I'm fucking vintage Carmen Electra and I'm not gay.
I'll tell you guys a drug.
That'd be cool. What if that's the solution to the issue of people are like, he was born a man. I'm going to call him a man, instead of like making trans people change. We just have brain surgery for everyone else so that they see those people as the correct gender.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's just shallow hell.
Just forced
with trans people.
Yeah, it is shallow hell. The greatest movie of all time.
I want to reverse shallow hell, man. I want to see how women is fat.
Yeah. I did a drug the other day. Actually, it was a couple years ago that really messed me up worse than any other drug. It wasn't like any other drug I'd ever
taken.
What
was it, Adam?
It's called love.
And that's going to be the final episode of Come Town. We're done. We're never going to recover from that.
Listen, folks, you don't think when the love drug
hits. Yeah, double down on it. Do tags. Do tags on that
love. I'm going to save this bit. I'm going to save this bit. Guys, I'm going to save this bit.
Oh, fuck. It's Christmas time, boys.
Yeah, sorry. We did. You know what? I might just. Should we? No, I guess I'll release that other one as the regular episode.
Yeah.
I was thinking about doing it as a special bonus, just so guys know how hard we work.
Special bonus.
We're not doing a special bonus.
I think special bonus, and then we do another regular episode.
Because this one's already going better than the other one.
Yeah.
I think so.
I think we do two bonuses and then
two bonuses.
Yeah.
Why not? The people deserve it. Give it to them.
They spend $5 a month. They deserve it.
If they deserve it more than you do.
If they want to pay $5 to listen to the earlier episodes, good for them.
Yeah. It's especially considering that all the older episodes broke and no longer work on the Patreon for some reason. Yeah, I got to fix that. I don't know what the fuck happened. I think it's the SoundCloud links need to be updated or something, but I got to spend the time to figure that out. I try to be responsive. If you guys have any problems like downloading the episodes, the RSS isn't working, feel free to hit me up. cometown@icloud.com. Please don't hack it. I know iCloud is notoriously easy to hack. There's no nudes on there. There's only millions and millions of dollars.
We should put nudes on there.
Also, shout out to Cometown Podcast Twitter account.
Shut the fuck up. This is a good story. So when I was in high school, there was this kid that me and my friend Brendan knew named Marcus. And Marcus, come on, man. God damn it.
It was like that.
No, you just fucking rolled...
Continue. Marcus. What's up with Marcus?
So Marcus had like a website or a fucking web server or something, and he had like an FTP hooked up to it, and he would let people use the FTP. And me and Brendan were using it for whatever reason. We had to like upload something. Oh, I remember what it was. We were we went on to this other kid's computer and uploaded all of his like AOL Instant Messenger chat logs to the FTP so we could read them and laugh at him later while he was like in the bathroom.
He just took this kid's shit.
We got every conversation he had had for like four years. And it's like girls breaking up with him. And it was so funny, dude.
Dude.
But so we go on to Marcus's like fucking FTP, and there's like a folder on there, and there's a bunch of pictures of some shirtless guy who's like our age on there. Oh, and we're like, Marcus, what the fuck is this? And he's like, oh, yeah, I let that guy use it too. I guess he uploaded those pictures on there. We're like, that's kind of weird that he would do that. And we didn't think about it. And, you know, he was just... Because he was a very, like, reserved, weird dude.
He was
on, like, the wrestling team or whatever.
Oh.
And then he started, like, drinking when he was, like, 18. And whenever he got drunk, he was, like, very grabby and
shit.
Oh, no. Yeah, it was very funny. But, yeah, we put it together later. But now... I'm glad I told that story because I remembered. Yeah, we would go through all of Kevin's chat logs, and there were so many. So Kevin was kind of like a fucking laughing stock, anyways. But
wait, Kevin's not the guy who's gay.
No, Kevin's That's a different Marcus. Guy. Kevin's a different kind of gay. He's like just annoying, and people right. don't like him. And
the best
Adam
kind.
Gay. Yeah,
like me.
Well, talk for a second.
Yeah,
That's Kevin, the kind of gay you are. Speaking like of Kevin, what about him?
Kevin Finnerty, Sopranos, season 6.
Oh, don't spoil anything. I haven't seen it yet.
Ready. All right.
Yeah,
back to your story.
Yeah, so we were going through this guy's shit, and I guess he went off to college. He went off to college. Here's a little backstory in this guy. He refused to wear a shirt unless it had a picture of a dragon on it.
Hell
he would
yes.
only wear dragon shirts
okay.
up until his sophomore year of college.
Okay, here's my question.
So he made it through an entire year of college and kept that up before.
Okay, time That's out. Awesome. Okay, are we talking East Asian dragon or European dragon?
Both.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah,
he's just into both dragon traditions.
You know, because he had some shirts where it would be like, okay, this is clearly an exception to the rule where there's just a tiny dragon on it. You know, but
he tried to get by on technicality.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
No, this guy sucked.
It was like a polo, like a little like polo horse, but it was a dragon.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
So, you know, so he went away to college or whatever, and then eventually stopped doing the dragon shirt thing. But so we found this like he had like nudes of these girls, and there was one folder with this girl that was just like so fucking unattractive, and I forget what her name. I don't want to like put her because might find her or whatever.
Don't do
but
that.
The folder name where he kept all of her nudes was like sexy _ and then her name.
Oh no!
And it was like, nah, they're not even like taken well. You know? but yeah, so we were looking through. These chat logs of her breaking up with him.
No,
because I guess he was like extremely wealthy. His parents were fucking loads. That's why he hung out.
Oh, is this the kid? Oh, this is the kid who had like the big
hang out with
basement.
Yeah,
he
had like a huge basement. Fucking
always
like,
had the best games. And
shit. Yeah, video games and like his parents just were like fill the basement with beer and fucking weed and shit.
So,
when you're 17, that's amazing.
Absolutely,
that you could just get high and play fucking Halo until 4 o'clock in the morning.
Listen, I'm 29, dude.
Yeah, if we could do that right now, that sounds tight.
Let's go back to my place. We need a mom to buy all that stuff for us.
No,
to fuck us.
He like just took his mom's credit card when fucking all like the next gen systems came out and went out and like bought them. My friend
Jesus
was with him,
Christ.
And he's like, yeah, dude. He just comes in. He's like, Mom, you bought me a present. Signed her up for $1,000 worth of to get all the accessories.
Jesus
for all the fucking,
Christ.
Yeah, dude. He's a piece of shit.
This dragon guy.
Yeah, the dragon. No, guy.
This is awesome.
He was the fucking biggest laughing stock, dude.
Where did he go to college?
ASU.
Hell
yeah,
go fucking
Debs.
So he goes, he says his chat, and this girl's breaking up with him, and I guess she lived in like Pennsylvania or something. So and they met at school. So he like went up to go like see her for the holidays.
Right.
Yeah.
And according to like the breakup text or whatever, she's like, I don't know, you were just weird when you were here. You kept like saying how my family doesn't have any money and how much better your house is.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Which he did at my like 12th birthday party or
Jesus
something. He came
Christ.
Over and he was going around. And he's like, Nick's poor. And I'm like, I'm not poor. Yeah. I just don't live in a fucking mansion. He's like, there's only one floor here.
He said that, but that's whatever. Okay, you're 12 and you're a fucking idiot and it's whatever. He's 19 and 19, he's dating someone.
Right, yeah. And he's like shit talking her house or whatever. And then she's like, and then there's just other stuff that like you do that bothers me. And it was so funny because I remember Kevin went away to school, and then me and my friend would laugh about how Kevin like developed a quote unquote sense of humor while he was at school. And his sense of humor was just like that fucking like so random kind of stuff.
Occasionally he would chive.
It was way worse than that.
Totally random.
He would just be like, out of nowhere, go, meow, you know, or like chicken, you know, this like weird autistic, you know, stuff where you're why are you saying that?
Cool beans. Cool beans.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. And, or, you know, like epic, you know.
Win
one of those
much?
Guys.
He loves Cards Against Humanity. He's a guy who
He's not even cool enough for that. Like, I really don't think
that
he understands.
That is not cool.
Because here's the thing. It's like,
how is he less
not only
cool
not only is he an out of touch, you know, just like kind of autistic guy.
Right.
He's also like 1%er parents.
Right.
You know,
sheltered
financially.
Yeah.
He's out of touch.
Definitely liked
that
Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
Tiger Blood.
Oh, he definitely had Tiger Blood.
It'd be like if Baron Trump was into Dragon Ball Z. That's what this guy is. So yeah,
what's
so,
he up to now?
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen him in like probably 6 or 7 years. So he goes,
ASU is straight up where rich retarded.
Yeah. That's, so it's which, the by reason. The way, he was like last time I checked, like a 7th year senior there.
Yes,
he just kept failing, and his parents would send him back.
Who doesn't fuck.
So he goes
number one party school in Arizona.
Yeah. Well, they have this breakup text, and she's fucking saying to him, she's like, I don't know, you just do weird stuff, and he's like, well, like what? And she's like, I don't know, like how you just say like meow or chicken sometimes, yes. And he's like, that bothers you.
Oh. My and God.
All exclamation points.
Meow, chicky, meow, meow.
Yeah. Oh, man, that shit was so funny.
God damn.
Dude, I fucking, I
have so many good stories about that guy. I don't know why he's never,
Let's run him. What are we doing? This is the Kevin Sode.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you have your interjection. I'll come back to it.
I forgot what my interjection was.
Yeah.
why did you say that?
Kevin sounds like a real character. Oh, yo, I had this friend that went to Maryland, and I saw him after sophomore year, and I was like, "Oh, dude, how's Maryland going?" He's like, "Oh, I have to take some time off." And I was like, "Why?" And he's like, "My roommate ruined my life."
What? What happened?
So he like went into this long story about his roommate, this guy, this guy Rob, who went by XPR, Extreme Party Rob.
Yes.
And so,
first of all. Hell yes.
That guy sounds awesome.
So Rob like...
Yeah, I got my name from a Nissan.
So he's like... So Jesse's like, okay, so first of all, Maryland people love to riot, dude. So like we riot... we love to find any excuse to riot. So anyway, last year we win the women's NCAA basketball championship and we're like, fuck yeah.
Oh,
we're gonna fucking riot. And there's a picture on ESPN.com of this enormous fire with like sofas in there and stuff. And some dude doing the double devil horns with the tongue, like doing the pussy eating tongue
it,
of course, jumping over the fire. And he was like, yeah, that was Rob, dude. That was XPR. So basically, he just like wake up in the morning. XPR, like they shared a room. XPR would slap him in the face, wake up in the morning and be like, all right, here's a handle of Cuervo. Here's a fucking ounce of weed. We're going to fucking be blackout by noon. Just like ruined his life. And so, yeah, Jesse had to take a year off of school because he was living with this absolute monster.
One time, Rob, the XPR rules. I want to hang out with this
XPR,
guy.
XPR, dude. Extreme Party
XPR
Rob.
Should be fourth mic on the show.
Dude, anyone with party in their name. Mm-hmm. Like I was opening for Wham City on tour, the first tour we did, we were in Philly and there was... We just crashed these people's houses, you know, and, you know, there was like 6 of us on the tour, so we were like sleeping on floors and shit, and at like 8 or 10 a.m., some guy just wanders in fucked up, just opens the door, knew the people, I guess, and he's like, hey, man, it's Party Steve, man, where's the party? And it's like, we're like, wake, it's 8 a.m., dude, what the fuck are you talking about? He's like, fucking Party Steve, you guys want to get fucked up, man? And he was some guy who in his 20s was like, he was Party Steve. He knew all the parties in Chicago. He had like a text group, but now he's just like some pathetic old man.
Yeah,
like,
And
he's just... And he just wouldn't leave, and he's like, all right, I'll go. We were like, dude, we don't know you. We don't know who the fuck you are.
Dude.
Get the fuck out.
My friends had guys like that when I was like a teenager. There would always be like one or two guys that were like in their 40s. There's this one guy, John, that would hang out. And John was like homeless, I guess. Mm-hmm. I like lived with his parents who were in their like late 70s. And he was like, you know, 45.
Yeah.
Huge, just disgusting dreads. Gray hair, oh, giant beard.
A white guy?
Yeah, a white guy.
Oh, God.
And he was like a relatively nice guy, but it was like, why are you hanging out with us or whatever? And he had these long, shitty, homeless guy nails.
No.
And I was like, why do you keep your nails like that? I'm like, don't you like have like the, I can't.
He's like, I play guitar.
Well, I'm like, I would fucking chew my nails off if they were that long. I don't know how you do it. And he goes, he's like, well, you know, I actually, if you work your fingernails under each other, there's like nerve centers. And that's what you're basically getting at when you chew your fingernails off is like there's stress relief from hitting those nerve centers. So I just sort of work my fingernails underneath each other and that sort of relieves it for me. He goes, plus on the streets, you know, it's like 10 knives. So he just adds that part at the end. And he had such a funny way of talking. One time we were all fucked up and he's sitting there and he's like, well, you know the expression suckling babes. You've ever heard that, suckling babes? I'm like, no, but go on. And he's like, well, the reason people say that is what that dates to. Idiomatically, the suckling babe was in the Roman Colosseum. You know how we go and we have like, you know, hey, beer me, or they got a guy selling peanuts or whatever. In the Roman Colosseum, the statesman would order a suckling babe, which was an orphaned baby. And they would basically hold the baby, you know, like a cheeseburger over their dick and just get their like dick sucked by babies during like, you know, while watching the gladiators and stuff. And I was like, Jesus Christ, what?
Oh my God.
Yeah, that also doesn't sound real.
It's absolutely not.
Yeah.
First of all, what are you talking about?
A suckling pig is a...
Well, what's the expression of suckling babe? Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. When do you use that expression? It's not like, yeah, it was a real suckling babe over at Panera the other day. It's just John going around with this weird pedophilia story in his head. There was this one guy, other old guy, different guy, that used to hang around. I met him one time, and this guy was fucking hilarious, dude. He was probably in his like early 40s again, and he's got this stupid Jägermeister lanyard he's showing off to people. He's like, check this out, dude, isn't this fucking cool? Yes. I got this Jägermeister lanyard. And then he goes, he was like, yeah, actually, I fucking won the lottery like 2 years ago. And it's true. He won the lottery.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah, this guy won like $300,000 or $400,000 or some shit. He like hit it big in like the Mega Millions or something. I don't know. He like imagined enough that he won the lottery. And he's like, yeah, so I just buy all kinds of fucking electronics and shit. And he's like, I got this fucking big mixing board, you know. He's like, I don't even know how to use that shit, but I got it. I keep it in my truck, dude. He's like, I bought this $250,000 semi. I just park it. It was like illegally parked on the street because he didn't know how to drive it. He was just living in a semi that he bought.
That's so good.
I just love buying electronics.
I love that type of rich. There are a bunch of pro athletes that get into like buying Mack trucks and stuff. Yeah. That's like their thing. It's like buying industrial equipment.
This guy didn't even have like a house or anything, right?
No, he was just living in that fucking truck that he bought with all his money.
That
is so fucking good.
In college, I knew this guy, Will, who I thought was the biggest fucking retard I've ever met.
Mm-hmm.
He was always blackout, you know. He was always like just the guy at the park. He's from North Dakota, so like height of winter in DC, he'd be wearing like a light North Face windbreaker and fucking shorts and Corona flip-flops.
Oh,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, with the fucking beer opener on
hell
the bottom
of
the field.
Hell yeah.
I thought he was retarded. And senior year, I like go up to him. I was like, "Oh, so Will, what do you do after we graduate?" He's like, "I'm going to Berkeley." And I was like, UC Berkeley? He's like, yeah, I got into law school there. I didn't study, but I took the LSAT. I got like almost a perfect score. And I was like, what are you really? And he's like, I was like, what's your major? He's like, what have you been studying these last 4 years? He's like, it's like a major I made up that's like, it's like a math and philosophy, like the philosophy of math, basically. And I'm like, there's no fucking way. Anyway.
That guy's just so much smarter than you.
Freshman year, he had this group text going around where he'd hit people up and be like, it's going the fuck down right now. Like, this is where we're pre-gaming. This is where we're going tonight. And he sends out this text, you know, and he'd send out text at 3 a.m. to the group text that was like, just like, you know, he's blackout, not making any sense. But one night we all get a text in the middle of the night, like 2:30 a.m. He's like, yo, I'm getting fucked up with the deaf kids down at Gallaudet University. There's a deaf college in D.C.
Yeah, Gallaudet, baby.
So he somehow blackout navigated D.C. to Northeast. Got to Gallaudet and went to their party. He's like, this shit is crazy. They're not playing any music.
Is it just like an elaborate light show?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe lights or something.
That's
He's like, they're drinking so fucking hard, dude. I just did a shot of Everclear. He's just like sending these long fucking mass texts. No, I didn't go to the deaf school to go party with Will.
Did he fuck any deaf men or women?
He probably... I don't know. I remember his job. I'm not saying his last name. His job in college was he was like the body man for the senator from his home state.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. He used to like drive him around and stuff like that.
Oh,
and you'd
wow.
see him. You'd either see him in fucking basketball shorts and Corona flip flops, or in like a fucking suit and be like, "Yeah, I'm going down to Capitol Hill. I gotta drive the senator."
So he was just like some rich His dad had like oil fields.
Apparently,
in North Dakota.
He could have gone pro. He could have gone pro skiing.
Oh my god!
But he,
pro ski. So he's rich so as like, shit.
Yeah.
You have to be a bully. He didn't bully hard enough. Yeah. That's how you become a pro skier. Yeah. It's like, we're taking the mountain away from the snowboarders. The fucking piece of shit snowboarder.
The hell you are, man.
He's like, yo, over break, I'm
me
just
and my Protestant girlfriend are going to take over.
No, he wasn't that kind of guy at all. He was a very down-to-earth, like, he was like a dumb dog, kind of.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I'm going to go home this winter break, shred some gnar. You got, like, some fresh pow-pow on the, let's read the report, we got some fresh pow-pows, just go home and shred some gnar.
And I've never skied in my life.
It's kind of fun. I've done it like twice.
It's not fun.
Seems gay.
Snowboarding is hard as
both
shit.
Both of them are hard. All
I want
sports
a tube,
are
baby.
Difficult. Yeah, tubes are all right.
Have you surfed?
Where you just sit there, and I'll never surf.
Surfing
I'll
is amazing.
Never surf.
No, what about when we're LA guys? We should all get involved.
We're not going to be LA guys. We're going to be Tampa guys. Yeah. We set
that's
that.
Right.
Tampa is the new Hollywood, baby.
What? Money?
Everybody knows Come that
Down
shit,
Studios,
dude.
Yeah. We should
gonna
open
be,
Come
we're
Down
be
Studios.
Piece of shit failed Florida comics. That just like there's rumors about how we sexually assaulted some waitresses.
You know who's a Tampa
you know
comic?
We can prove it.
You know who's a Tampa comic? Dan Whitney.
Yeah,
he was Tampa before he found that character that shot him into stardom.
Yeah, that's not surprising at all. I don't know why I'm supposed to be surprised that Larry the Cable Guy is from Tampa.
He's from Tampa. He's from Nebraska, but I think he came up in Tampa.
Oh hell yeah, dude!
You see that video of him breaking that guy's arm?
No,
that shit is badass.
And the really? Fucking arm wrestling.
Yeah, somebody challenges Larry the Cable Guy to an arm wrestling match. He's like, "Get a good grasp on the table there," and then he just snaps the dude's fucking
what?
Arm.
What?
Yeah, he's Larry the Cable Guy's badass.
Yeah, he's cool.
He's strong
yeah.
as hell.
He's cool now. Yeah. I used to not like him because I thought he was weak.
Oh yeah, that's the official come town position. Larry the Cable Guy is cool now.
Yep. All right, that's fine.
I gotta take a shit.
Too. We should all shit at the same time.
I already shit. I shit a nice fat.
Is it time to do a quick break?
Should we? I guess we should take a break. We
How much time have we been doing?
We've done, like, I don't know, like 11 minutes since the last break. No, wait, hold on. We've done 30 minutes since the last break.
All right.
The
okay.
first one. We'll take another break and then we'll come back for another 15, 20.
All Perfect.
Right. Okay, we're back and, we had a little bit of a technical hang up. I'm glad I caught it early, but
yep.
accidentally deleted the last half of this podcast.
Wait, the whole half?
No, just
oh,
that.
Oh, Jesus Christ. After one. This break.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hopefully that worked out fine. I don't know what the fuck, why that did that, but we're going to start over. And we just had a serious conversation for a minute.
It was actually a really good conversation,
yeah, it was.
I think.
We were talking about that the world peace cancellation and all the hubbub surrounding it.
Mm-hmm.
And should we just rehash?
It feels bad to rehash. I mean, we can try real quick.
Let's try. I mean, okay.
Basically, what the point we arrived at is it's sort of a shame that all that's happening because they are very funny and that show was an original idea and well executed.
Yes.
And if it hadn't have been for shit outside of the show that happened, it wouldn't have been canceled. It's not the substance of the show itself, I don't think.
Right.
It's all the shit that goes on around it.
Well, and it's also like, you can blame that show, but it's also like the fucking executives of Adult Swim, if it was just a balanced network, you can have different, you know,
yeah.
whatever.
But
if
it's
they're good
all
shows.
Men.
Yeah, they got fucked because of that. It's like, well, Adult Swim should be representing more. It's kind of fucking ridiculous that there's no women directors and no show creators on that network, especially when it's like this network where it's like, oh, we're trying weird.
Yeah.
You know, we're like doing a bunch of weird shit. It's like, it can't all be fucking white dudes. And this is the one that's like actually kind of, they're very original. They have their own fucking thing and they get fucked because of, you know, because the network
Sam's
is just
Yeah, because, out. Well, it's not Sam's, but the network did come under fire prior to that because of, what is Lazo's comments?
Right.
Yeah.
About how, you know.
Can't women in the writer's room.
Yeah,
or
women
which
in
is
the
fucked. You can't, that's fucking ridiculous.
You can't say that. I mean, you can say it. You can say whatever the fuck you want. You
yeah,
can
but
hold
you shouldn't,
opinions,
if, you know, if you're fucking
if you're in
a
position
network,
where you're employing people, yeah.
Yeah. That shouldn't be
if
your
If you're part of a corporate entity.
I just get so frustrated watching or, like, you know, reading reviews of the show or coverage where they're like, wow, this show was extremely racist. And people have, like, a almost like a moral amnesia where they forget that, like, they're... in no way, shape, or form was world peace more offensive than Mad TV was.
Right, yes.
In no way.
Miss Swan.
Miss Swan.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, every sketch, Miss Swan is so
much
more racist.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And the fucking Iranian truck driver. Hala, hala.
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
The depressed Persian tow truck man.
Yeah.
I love that sketch.
Yeah, it's a great sketch.
The biggest hits on that show, Miss Swan, offensive stereotype of a Chinese
Stewie,
woman.
Stewie, the retarded kid.
Stewart, a retarded kid. The best thing about Miss Swan wasn't they had Bobby Lee on the show. He didn't play Miss Swan. Yeah. They didn't have an Asian person play Miss Swan. They had a Jewish woman play Miss Swan. And then Bobby Lee played an offensive woman character. He played Connie Chung or a baby sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, we're also saying that, like,
Mad TV is also, I think that was like the genesis of the Miatas are gay joke,
which
was featured heavily in Million Dollar Extreme Show.
Yeah.
That gay Miata.
That's an old school joke. That's a joke that I remember from my youth. Yeah.
I think that came from Mad TV.
Interesting. Wow.
Mad TV had a sketch where a black guy gets pulled over and, you know, the cop's like, Monsieur License. He's like, why? Am I doing something wrong? He's like, you got a taillight out. He's like, no, I don't. And then he's like, you fit the description. He's like, what description? And he starts roughing him up and the black guy pulls out like a Snickers bar, but it says Sniggers.
Jesus
Christ. And
it's like,
Christ. Not going anywhere for a while, grab a Sniggers.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. That's just the end.
Yeah,
with an S.
Yeah. And the only way they work that in there is like, oh yeah, but it's about police brutality or whatever.
Jesus
and
Christ.
I mean, if you had those sketches on now, the thing is like, those are funny. I don't have a problem with those sketches.
But,
you know?
on
Fox, if you did that now, you know, people would fucking be up.
That's
in
the
arms
point.
It's
like, could South Park be? Could they get a show right now? Like now they have sort of tenure at Comedy Central.
No, they couldn't because they're libertarians.
But they're kind of alt-right, maybe even.
Nah, they're libertarians.
They're libertarians. Yeah.
But, I mean, the way they criticize all the Caitlyn Jenner shit, but also South Park, those guys are much smarter than
Sam.
Both Mad TV and Million Dollar Extreme.
Yeah, for sure.
You know,
but we're also talking about how Tim and Eric, like they're like well respected Adult Swim show, and literally they've like made a lot of money off of exploiting mentally
handicapped, ill, just fucking old people that think they're gonna be famous. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's funny. I don't think that, you know, we should censor it or whatever. Yeah. But it definitely is exploitive.
It's just difficult. I mean, because I guess my personal approach to comedy has always been that comedy should sort of be, you know, nihilistic and
you're a classic
to an extent.
Nick is an aesthete. Like you purely respect the product, right?
Yeah, that's only because I'm a failed comedian. If someone had offered me, you know, $1 million to be in some shitty movie 2 years in, I'm sure I wouldn't give a shit at all.
I would do
and
that I'd
be one
today.
Of these people. It's because I've been doing comedy for 11 years and I've got nothing to show for it.
Yeah, well
it's very easy to be a critic when you know, you have nothing to criticize.
Well, that's the advantage of our show is that we're on the fringes, guys.
Yeah,
we're underground.
Yeah. Well, that's not going to last long. I mean, you know, and that's the thing is like, you know, people point at the, like I had someone say to me yesterday, it's like, oh, well, you know, you're lucky that you fund your own show and stuff. But people could get your shit kicked off iTunes. There's plenty of ways they can fund
right.
If they want to.
It's going to happen this year.
But it'll probably, if the show gets more popular, I'm sure there's going to be negative attention towards the show.
There's definitely going to be and that's what I was thinking while I was reading the Hollywood Reporter interview with Sam Hyde, because he was talking about his fans going at the Adult Swim executives, his fans going at Tim Heidecker and shit. It's like, okay, so if there's like a fucking negative Cumtown article, there's definitely going to be some dudes that listen to the show that are going to like go nuts at like whoever wrote it, whichever like hack journalist needs to find their next thing to be mad about.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, like what's our response? I guess like just don't say anything.
It is shitty because I guess you do have some kind of responsibility at some point. But I mean, I've had that happen in the past where, you know, I would bet when I was doing like the Nicole shit, people would be like, it doesn't matter what you write, you enable people to fucking be shitty by writing this. It's like, no, it's not my fault. Right. If you don't interpret this as satire and you fucking get it wrong and somebody thinks this is, you know, literal, that's, I mean, you could say I'm a shitty writer and then it didn't come off funny, so people didn't get satire. But the only thing that should matter is my fucking intent.
That's also the other issue, is like the concept of being a fan of anything is like you're naturally a psychopath. Like if you're a super fan of anything, like
I remember you can like shit.
Oh, you can like stuff, you know. I really like sports, right? I watch English Premier League soccer. Like I watch a ton of sports every week.
Stop trying to pretend you're not gay.
Yeah, no, like it sounds really gay when I talk about it to someone that's not into it. And I recognize that. It's like Nick, it's like how we were talking. Nick and I watched the I think maybe the last fucking shit. Nah, my memory is going now. Fucking what's the name? Redhead
Carrot Top.
Not Carrot Top. Bill Burr. We watched the last Bill Burr special.
Danny like, Bonaducci.
You know, Bill Burr is like one of the biggest comics in America, and like you great know his comic. His great comic, very funny. You know, his whole joke structure is he'll say like, nah, but seriously, if my son's gay, I hope he dies. You know, like, and then he goes into a funny bit about that.
Yeah.
But like the goons in the audience, he says the premise that's supposed to be offensive and is actually wrong. They'll start going, the actual bit comes in.
There's an old Artie Lang clip where he's doing this bit about saying the N-word while playing basketball. And the setup for the bit is like, you know, I'm playing basketball with these black guys, and they're like, yo, nigga, pass me the ball. Nigga, you know, he says like nigga like a million times and then they cut to the audience and there's literally a guy in a wife beater that's like yeah he like holds his girlfriend closer and it's like that guy's just cheering for the N-word.
But 100% Stanhope is a national treasure. I think he is a fucking incredible, he's one of the top five probably comedians in the world, but his fans
beyond the world, it's like, you know, in terms of who really makes you feel okay calling stand-up comedy art, he's one of like the four people.
I think so.
Ever. Sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And but his fans, I mean, like those people are just like libertarian pieces of shit. I mean, they're just annoying, you know. And that's just like the thing that sort of, I don't know, makes me hesitant.
There's shit that the fans of things ruin some things. It's like,
no, we are.
I don't even think it's. And a lot of that's through the lens of the internet and how that fucking, you know, distorts people's personalities. Because I won't even go as far as to say fans are shitty. I think it's like somebody like shits guys. On something online, you're like, ah, fuck you, you suck. But what that translates to online, there's no emotion a lot of the times in tweeting at somebody like, yeah, you're a fucking idiot, this is stupid.
Yeah, you're ugly.
And then they're like, I need to call the police. You know, and they interpret it as harassment. And that's why I got bothered with like... you know, everyone's saying that Sam sent his fans after that journalist or whatever.
Who, the BuzzFeed guy?
The BuzzFeed guy. And here's what happened. The BuzzFeed guy contacted Sam to write an extremely critical, one-sided article about his show. And Sam recorded the conversation and made him look like a fucking idiot.
Right.
And uploaded it.
He was so funny.
Yeah. And uploaded it.
I didn't see that.
It's hilarious. Yeah.
He's like, you will never write for the New York Times.
You're never going to work for the New York Times. He's like, you're a fucking
hack. He's like, you work at BuzzFeed.
Yeah, yeah.
He was being so mean to
him. He was being mean to him. But it's like, you fucking, you know, if you're going to you dig two graves, you know, that's like the lesson there. And everyone's saying, oh, well, Sam sent his fans to harass this guy. It's like, no, that guy set out to write an article to get people to,
click.
By your own definition, harass fucking, you know, the fans of the show. You want to write a critical, you know, article about this show, which you've decided is an alt-right show before you even went into it.
Right.
And
did the guy not watch any of the show?
He might have. I don't know.
I thought the guy that did the Hollywood Reporter...
That was a very
was
fair
great.
Interview.
Yeah,
that
I think he was really fair to him.
But the Tim Heidecker thing where Tim uploaded this video of Sam, you know, calling him, that's exactly what Sam did, you know, to
the
other
guy. Well,
he
didn't upload it. It was like a Facebook Live event where Sam called him. So he was like broadcasting already.
Yeah,
I mean, he didn't plan on Sam calling in. He didn't like, you know, try to expose or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the definition of sending people to harass, you know, so-and-so is pretty loose, and it's dependent on what the situation is and, you know, whose politics you're talking about. Because it's harassment if it's fucking Sam doing it. And
well, that,
you know,
gets to the larger...
Raising awareness.
Yeah. You know. That gets to the larger point, which is I think that people are just becoming pussies now. Yeah. And, like, it's that article Amber wrote. Like, our friend Amber Frost has been on the podcast, wrote a really good article, which you guys should all read, about how the left is losing... vulgarity as a political weapon, and that
I love being vulgar.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, I you know, we can make fun of Lenny Bruce now because it's dated and sounds weird, but like that used to be a thing that existed on the left. And it's, you know, now the Pepe Frogs are the vulgar guys. And on the, you know,
it does suck that you can't be liberal and just fuck shit up.
Well, you know what? That's the shitty thing is because I don't care. I really don't care. I mean, in terms of the way I vote, I give a shit about a $15 minimum, and I think everybody should have health care. And you shouldn't be racist to people. You shouldn't fucking discriminate against them. But you can say whatever the fuck you want. I also don't think it's like unnatural for somebody to hold prejudices. We had to like get to this point where we understand you shouldn't be, you know, racist or whatever.
Right.
But of course.
Yeah.
It's a real advanced signifier of society.
Yeah. It's, you know, I think people are like, oh, he's racist, as if, you know, that's like a static mode that if you are a racist, that's something inherent to your personality. And it's not like, no, a black guy just cut him off in traffic and he's racist for that 20 minutes. It's a thing you can do is racist. Yeah. Just like you can be angry or you know, be shitty in one relationship and not another.
Or a goddamn Korean cuckolded him.
Right, yeah. That's what happened to Adam. If you guys don't know the canon of the show.
Adam got cucked by multiple Koreans, I think.
Yeah, like fucking Kim Jong bitch.
I guess it's what my point is that it sucks that you can't, the common ground can't just be humor anymore.
Well, the problem
is very rarely are you, Jay, gonna be able to be friends with somebody based on, you know, always think the same things are funny.
Do you think All in the Family could be made today?
No, absolutely not. And All in the Family is like one of the most instructive.
Like, why have we regressed? I really feel like
it's fucking weird, dude.
It's weird. Isn't that not how society is supposed to work?
I don't think we've regressed. It's just that's you know, I mean, do you reach an apex in terms of like cultural integration and ways to deal with problems in society based on like race and class or whatever, through humor and art. And then after that, I mean, the ground's been broken, the jokes have been made, the art's been created. And you say, okay, well, how do we address these problems for real? And they look around and it's like, oh, some of these are really fucking hard to fix. Let's blame things like comedy instead of understanding that, you know, the justice system is completely fucked.
Right.
We need to overhaul it. It's not happening.
Yeah.
It hasn't happened for the last 40 years. So let's pick apart the things we can.
TV shows.
Because there's underlying causes of racism that literally zero progress has been fucking made.
Yeah, there are 3 million.
And if anything, we have regressed because it's like at least in the fucking 60s and 70s, it was in your face. There was no denying racism. Now that's all this like, now we're in the era of like reverse racism bullshit and all these other counter narratives. There's been enough time where there's enough stuff that sort of seems like we've made some progress. And there's enough stuff for like white people to get mad about. So we actually, in some ways, have regressed, you know, because it's like you can't. We're not coming right off of civil rights where you had to have an honest conversation. Mm-hmm. Now we've got like how much distance between it.
You know, as somebody that's not particularly politically active or interested or whatever, and I haven't been, and I, you know, it would be bullshit to say that I even really picked up all that much throughout the election.
Right.
Like the primaries and the election has been real, you know, I guess edifying, or at least like you know, it helped clarify the problems I've had over the last couple of years in regards to like what about not identity politics at large, but at least it's the way I consume it through links that are shared on Facebook. What about it fucking bothers me. And it is because there's, you know, a lot of the times it does feel like bullshit. And it feels
well,
like
it was
bullshit.
Used for marketing.
That's
it
the problem when it's this commodified thing. Because I remember I would get into arguments with people specifically
about Oreos with the rainbow ad.
Or like during the Golden Globes, like 2 years ago, Microsoft held these ads about how like, oh, you know, Microsoft, we respect women.
Right.
It's like, how? What the fuck does that even mean?
Yeah.
Respect women.
Yeah.
You make computers.
Yeah.
Like, why do you even need to say that? It's a fucking corporation. I don't get it. And, I, you know, but then you really have to, like, think about those things and analyze those feelings. And it's like, well, maybe I am a little bit, you know, prejudiced or whatever. Maybe I, you
for
know.
Sure.
And you could find ways to justify it and say, you know, like, okay, well, there are things that happen to men that are unfair or whatever. And it's like, yeah, that's true. But, like, that doesn't mean you have to reject these ideas completely.
Absolutely.
But it's hard to do that. It's fucking really hard.
About the identity politics shit that that really bothers me the most is that the way it's employed is it actively ends conversations. Yeah. Right?
Right, conversation.
When in reality, if we can get past like words and shit like that, we could have really serious conversations that like we need to have.
That's why we all need to be hooked up to PlayStation VR.
Exactly.
All 6 foot seven black men that have magical powers. That way you don't have to worry about any of this shit. We're all elf class, 10th prestige, black elves, black mages. And we all get to use whatever words we want, no matter how many syllables they have.
Oh, fuck. Wow, the Cocaine Cowboys really ending things here with some serious chat.
I don't know. I guess we should address it because there's a lot of people that listen to the podcast that are probably, you know, racist or whatever.
Right.
Which, you know, if you are...
And you think like, we're funny... Stop being racist, but thanks for listening to our podcast. I mean,
you probably shouldn't be racist, but I'm not going to tell you what the fuck to do.
Yeah, stop being racist.
I mean, you know, I mean, yeah, that's my stance. I'm anti being racist.
I mean, I do think it's funny when you guys
That's the thing. I don't want to say just don't be racist because people are going to go, oh, no, I'll continue to be racist or I'm not racist. Like, and that's what you mean, what you were saying before. It shuts down conversation.
Right,
you can't
right,
just
right.
say it's bad to be racist. A lot of people know that and they don't think they're racist.
Right.
So how do you have a conversation with somebody without coming off like a smug, condescending piece of shit and explain to them like, you know, because a lot of the time, you know,
well, that was the really incredible thing.
That's the thing about living in New York or any kind of like, you know, like cosmopolitan or, you know.
Yeah, multicultural
like,
city.
Yeah, you like don't have, you have enough interactions with people where you don't really have that built in anymore.
Right.
Where, you know, you're exposed to enough different people that you don't even have time to really stereotype.
Totally, dude. I fucking saw a Ukrainian day laborer wait in line for a fucking Japanese crepe place to open, and I was so happy. I was like, this guy would have never seen a fucking, his fucking people eat fucking mud stew, and he's in New York, and he's just like talking with these Japanese people, you know, not being racist.
Well, that was the thing that I thought was really incredible about the Sam Hyde Hollywood Reporter interview, which was that the guy giving the interview was like, listen, I watched World Peace. I thought some of the sketches were funny. I thought some of them were kind of beautiful, like the one where the guy hangs himself, and he's like, listen, I'm gay and I'm Jewish, which is the same thing, but I'm gay and I'm Jewish, and like I saw a video of you at a Williamsburg open mic like saying anti-gay propaganda, and I guess you thought that was funny, but it was really hurtful for me to see that. And Sam actually said in it, he's like, listen, it was an idea I had. I wanted to piss off hipsters that live in Brooklyn, but like I'm sorry, dude. Like I feel really bad. You know, like that conversation was exactly what needs to be happening.
Right,
instead
of
dismissing Sam Hyde, canceling a show, you know, have him fucking talk to a gay guy that's like, I watched your shit. I think there's something there, but like also it's really hurtful for me to hear you do that.
And it's hard though too because it's like you have to fucking,
and Sam Hyde apologized.
As an idea, I get what he's going for of the like just be a like,
oh yeah,
be offensive to just like just to fuck with these people who are detestable in a certain way. And it's like, that's the hard thing about comedy is like, yeah, you have to fucking do something that might be offensive to just realize, oh, that's fucked. I shouldn't do it. You know what I mean?
Daddy's money, liberal Williamsburg people are annoying as shit and you wanted to troll them.
Right.
I get like what the bit was.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like,
don't
maybe
dehumanize.
Maybe conceptually it was funny, but like he tried it and maybe it wasn't, you know.
Yeah, but the video exists, and that's the problem.
The video exists. Yeah.
And recording everything, it's like, yeah, if videos exist of you trying and failing shit, that sucks. You should just be able to fuck around and like, because they did, that he tried, and that goes into his whole, you know, his shit, and now that's MDE, you know, that's that their show. That's what I agree with too. I think I probably liked it a little less than you guys did. There were some things that kind of whatever, but I thought it was fucking
the
funny.
Anti-fat stuff that bothered you?
I thought that was really fucked up, and some people have really hard times with like sweets and delicious fatty meats, you know. And what are you supposed to not eat a whole bag?
Yeah, well, I guess this is just really to allay the upcoming complaints about Cumtown.
2017, dude, backlash. I can't wait.
We have to deal with the backlash, and we just lawyer up and get Adam, our lawyer Adam, to
Adam, we're gonna use if we get to 10, we're gonna put you through law school. 10 G's, Adam goes to law school.
Let me tell you something. My parents would become the biggest Cumtown fans in the world. Got my ass in law
school.
Do
we know any lawyers?
Yeah, I know lawyers.
I know plenty of lawyers.
I know mad lawyers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know a guy in Baltimore.
We're good. We're fine.
We're fine, and I'm kind of half excited for the backlash.
Hey, whoa. Well, I mean, Chapo got backlash.
Yeah,
but they dealt with it really well.
Yeah.
Because A, they didn't say anything on Twitter. Mm. They say completely silent.
Because
that's a loss. That's an L.
You know who's the absolute best at all of this? Ari Shaffir. Ari Shaffir, hands down, is the fucking best with dealing with any kind of controversy. Because he got shit 2 years ago. Somebody found all his old Amazing Racist videos.
Yeah.
And they were calling clubs trying to get him canceled or whatever. Ari's like, you just don't say anything.
You say nothing.
Yeah. And fucking, and then the special came out where he used that girl's name.
Which was tough.
Yeah. But, you know, I understand, and I've tried explaining it to people, like, if we were doing, I would do that. I would do that in the context of like a small show or something. It's funny to be like, well, this person, you know what it is? It's the Simpsons joke where they're like, one student who will remain anonymous, so we'll just call her Lisa S.
Yeah.
I guess that's too obvious. So let's call her L. Simpson.
Yeah.
That's the joke, saying her name. So I understand the motivation. It's funny. But they were like up in arms about that. And Ari's like, just don't say anything at all. And he was fine.
Yeah.
You know, it worked out fine. But, you know, if it's a podcast, you have to address the shit going on. So hopefully this last segment wasn't just dumb
I think
rambling.
It was good. I think it was pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm not embarrassed about this one.
I'm not either.
Yeah.
Well, who cares?
I think we did all right.
We did good, boys.
We're
good, boys.
We're going to wrap this one up. This will be the premium episode, and then we're going to debate whether or not we should release the one from earlier today as an additional premium.
Additional
premium would be fine, because I want to get
the holidays.
I want to have that Pizzagate story on there.
Which
is such a great story. So stay tuned for that. That'll be the bonus
Maybe just
one.
Anyway, we'll talk about
it. We'll do a regular episode.
We'll do a regular one this week.
All right, thanks, guys.